This episode of 11 Point Color has been brought to you by Fossilwig Rubber Chicken Factory and Weirdos Like You. Thank you! It's 11 Point Color, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel. Yes, hello everyone, this is your regular host, but with a different voice, because today, Mother's Day, we're talking about Fozzie's mom!
Delighted cheering.
But first, thank you, it is now time for trivia time. Now, I've been looking at the Muppet Wiki, and I have found out who the first Muppet mother ever seen was. And now, you have to figure it out without using the Muppet Wiki. Was it A. Fozzie's mom, B. Grover's mom, C. Ralph's mom, D. Kermit's mom, or E. Big Bird's mom? The correct answer was C. Ralph's mom. Yes, she was first seen on The Mike Douglas Show, and her name is Tilly. Ralph later wrote letters to her in a film for IMB. And now, studies in Henson history. Today's topic, Fozzie's mom. She debuted in the Muppet Show episode 216, in which she's present in the Muppet Theater audience. Fozzie insinuated himself into all the acts that evening, but when he looked out into the audience, he found that his mother fell asleep. My source is the Muppet Wiki.
Show. Hey, with us tonight is one of the truly great stars.
Thank you. You are too kind.
I am not kind, and you are not the star.
Come on, can I talk to you for a second?
What?
See, my mother is in the audience.
Huh?
Hi, Ma! Watch me tonight.
Fozzie. Sorry. In addition to our very funny bear, tonight's guest star is one of the truly great singers, Miss Cleo Lane.
Cleo Lane!
But first, let's limbo!
Let's limbo! Kermit! Kermit, where is that frog? Kermit!
I'm down here.
Oh, Kermit. Kermit, do you realize that my mother is in the audience tonight and I wasn't even in the opening number?
I don't care.
You don't care? Well, why not?
Because I'm all scrunched up.
You are scrunched up. Hey, but Kermit, you see, my mother...
Fozzie, would you unscrunch me?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, wait. My mother came here tonight, Kermit.
Check, and so did Cleo Lane. I gotta go introduce her.
But Kermit, when is the bear on? That's what I want to know. When is the bear on?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a lady with a truly remarkable voice.
Kermit, quick, look up there. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Cleo Lane. Okay, Kermit, now it must be time for me to go on, right?
No, now it's time for Pigs in Space.
What? Mm-hmm. Kermit, please let me at least be in Pigs in Space.
You can't.
But why can't I be in Pigs in Space?
Because you're not a pig.
Well, nobody's perfect. Oh, if only I had an idea to get me into Pigs in Space. Will somebody please bring me my Pigs in Space costume? Oh, thank you.
Pigs in Space. Featuring the Neanderthalic Captain Link Hogthrob, the overdeveloped first mate, Miss Pig, and the tridecaphobic Dr. Julius Strangepore. As we left our heroes last week, Captain Hogthrob had just ordered the Swine Trek's biannual inspection.
Dr. Strangepork, call the entire crew on deck for inspection.
All hogs on deck! All hogs on deck! Sweep! Peek, peek, peek!
Huck? Man, this ship is a disgrace. Worse than that, it's like a pigsty.
We thought it was kind of homey, Link.
Doctor, you're out of line. I want this entire ship swabbed down from stem to the back part.
That's stern, Captain.
You bet that's stern. I'm sick of sloppiness. First Mate Biggie.
Yes, sir.
Did you shave this morning?
No more, Captain King. I did not.
We'll see that it never happens again.
Mark, we're only acting, don't worry.
What?
Nothing, just, you know.
Okay, well, that goes for the rest of you men, too. Dismiss!
Dismiss!
Except for you,
except
First
for
Mate
me.
Piggy.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mon Capitaine, I, First Mate Piggy, would love to be of service to Mon Capitaine, sir.
You would?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's step over to the console here. Walk this way.
I try.
First Mate Piggy.
Yes, sir.
Stand next to me.
Yes, sir.
Look deep into my eyes.
Yes, sir.
Give us a little kiss, pork chop.
Yes. Holy haha, no, sir.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, but First Mate
Piggy. It's not that kind of show.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Please.
Oh, honey, laugh. Oh,
please.
Tune in again next week for another confusing episode of Pigs in Space.
Okay, where is Fozzie? Hmm? How dare he steal my costume? I'll chop him into bear burger.
Wait, you don't understand. Wait, see, look.
You're an imposter.
Oh, no.
Imposter.
Oh, wait.
I'll get you, imposter, a pig. Come back here.
Uh-oh.
There you are. How dare you steal my costume?
Hey, Grace.
Hi, Ma. It looks like it's just you and me for the rest of the evening, folks. Thought I'd come out and tell a few jokes, sing a few songs.
Fozzie, will you get off the stage?
That too, yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Please, Nami, please.
Yes, now.
Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, due to an overwhelming demand from him, if not from the rest of us, here is our own furry funny man, Fozzie Bear.
Hey, thank you, and thank you. Yes, tonight, because there is a certain someone special in the audience, I will do a special act, phrenology.
Friend what?
And for this demonstration, I will need a volunteer.
What? Fozzie, what are you going to do?
Trust me, it's for my mother. Okay, gang. Phrenology. The art of reading a person's fortune by feeling the bumps on his head. Okay, now, here we go. Well, I can tell you're a very flexible person.
Fozzie.
Yes, okay. Okay, here we go. I can see in your future, tomorrow, you will have a stiff neck. Oh, yes, okay.
You're going to get another job tomorrow, too, I tell you that.
Please do it for Mom.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Bumps.
Mother.
You got some nice bumps, Frog. Bumps.
Wonderful.
Gee, except your bumps for intelligence are very small.
What?
Yeah. That's okay. I can fix that.
You're gonna do what?
Yeah, you'll notice.
Bobby, what's up with that? Get out of here.
She later joined her son in episode 410, where she danced as Mother Brown in the UK skit, Knees Up Mother Brown.
I've just been to a ding-dong down dear old Brixton Way. Old Mother Brown, the pearly queen's 100 years today. Oh, what a celebration, was proper la-dee-da. until they rolled the carpet up and shouted, "Now then, Ma!"
Oh!
Just like a proper swell. And Mother Brown said, "Come inside and bring your milk as well." It nibbled Granddad's whiskers and started kicking out. And as Ma Brown went through the window, we began to shout.
Oh! He's a Mother Brown, he's a Mother Brown. Under the table you must go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. If I get you bending, I'll sew your legs right off. So knees up, knees up, jump in the breeze up. He's a Mother Brown.
Crowd stood round the window, they'd had a lovely time. The kids sat on the railings, thought it was a pantomime. All went round with his tips for collected one and three. We shouted, "Come on, Mother, show him your agility."
Ma Bear later went to play a key role in A Muppet Family Christmas, which took place in her farmhouse. This is where we learn that she is friends with Statler and Waldorf.
Well, I think I have everything. Here's the airline ticket, my suntan lotion. Come in.
Hello, is this Grizzly Farm?
Oh, you must be the renter. Come in, come in.
Yes, I'm Doc. Are you my landlady? No, Sprocket, I didn't know I was renting from a bear.
Oh, mind your step. Be careful, there's an icy patch there. Oh, I'm just so glad there's someone going to be staying in the house while I'm gone.
Yes, well, Sprocket and I, he's my dog, Sprocket. We're certainly delighted to be renting the place. We've been wanting to spend a nice, quiet Christmas in the country.
You've come to the right place. Now put your things in the bedroom at the top of the stairs. Now, who could that be?
Ta-da! Merry Christmas!
Son!
Mom! Ah! Oh, it's so good to see you.
Well, what the... surprise!
No, the real surprise is... I brought all my friends with me!
What?
Merry Christmas!
Oh, be careful of the icy patch!
Yeah, it's terrific! Hey, aren't you glad to see us all?
Well, I should say.
Excuse me, Miss Bear. Remember me? I rented this place to have a nice, quiet Christmas.
Peace on earth! Give me presents!
Be careful, Sprocket. These could be from some foreign planet.
Actually, they're from television. I recognize Fozzie's weirdo friends.
Yeah, we're proud of it, too.
Why am I here?
Tell me, Sprocket, are these anything like these fraggles you keep telling me about?
Come on. Oh, Mom, I want you to meet someone. This is my boss, my friend, my inspiration, the one who gave me my big break in the show business, Kermit.
Oh, yeah, the lizard.
Frog, actually. Listen, Mrs. Bear, I know there are an awful lot of us here.
Don't you worry about it. There's plenty of room for everybody.
Excuse me. You promised me a nice, quiet Christmas.
You think you're disappointed? I just took 3 months of surfing lessons for Zip.
She was also prominent in The Muppets at Walt Disney World.
Oh, look, Ma, there's a place we can have lunch.
Oh, what a gift for a nice honey sandwich.
Let's go. Oh, wait. Oh, Ma, I forgot we don't have any money.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Ma. I guess this means no lunch for us today. Oh, darn.
I wouldn't be too sure.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting the world's funniest comedian.
Ma?
The one and only
Ma?
Fozzie
Bear. No, Ma, please don't do this to me. Don't, Ma, please.
Hiya, 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 hiya. Hey, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theme park.
Put some money in the hat, folks. A little money for some honey.
When I was a kid, I just slept all day. And then I became a poet. I was going from bed to verse. Get it? I was a poet, verse. Wait, come back. Give me a break.
Are you sure you'd do this for a living?
Well, at least those two old hecklers aren't here.
Hey, Bert! Sorry we're late.
Yeah, you can start the bad jokes now.
Oh, no! How soon can you get film developed around here, he says. And I say to him, someday your prince will come. Get it? Prince film? That's what we call a Disney joke.
No, that's what we call a dismal joke.
Oh, no, please, guys, stop trying to make a fool of me.
You don't need our help for that.
Do you think you're so funny?
Well, we know you're not so funny.
Oh. Hey, Fozzie, looks like you need some help.
Kermit! Oh, Kermit, yes. It's so good to see you. Oh, yes, yes, I do need help, Kermit. I don't think I brought the right material.
No, Fozzie. I think it's just you're not playing to the right audience.
How do you mean?
Well, look over there.
What?
See, this is the Country Bear Jamboree. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, the one and only Fozzie Bear.
Yes. Hiya. What a wonderful audience. Hey, did you hear the one about the bear who went into journalism? He was a cub reporter.
Are we the wrong generation for this comedy?
No, the wrong species.
See, Fozzie, they love you. It doesn't even matter that you're not funny.
The last time that we've seen her performed was portraying Ma Fozziwig in The Muppet Christmas Carol. Later, she appeared in the Muppet Show comic book Family Reunion. Now, let's play some mother-related closing clips, shall we?
Rotten, grouchy Mother's Day, a very rotten Mother's Day. Rotten, grouchy Mother's Day to you.
May your day be filled with trash
and stinky fish galore.
A bottle of skunk perfume
with a stunt you can't ignore.
Phew. Rotten, grouchy Mother's Day. A very rotten Mother's Day. Rotten, grouchy Mother's Day to you.
Working in the office, talking on the phone.
Mom, M-O-M-O.
And who's that pumping iron to keep her muscle toned?
Mom, M-O-M-O.
Who's an expert on computers and CD-ROM?
Mom, M-O-M-O.
And when my sis is crying, who can make her calm?
Mom, M-O-M-O.
Yay, Mom!
Hit it, fellas.
Ending and shadows grow long. Who waits at home to sing me a song? There's only one who makes me feel fine, that furry blue mommy of mine. When I am sick, who makes sure I get well? Who helps me learn to read and to spell? Both me and Daddy think she's divine, that furry blue mommy of mine. I see her face before me now, so beautiful and shy. As furry as a polar bear, and bluer than the sky. Who cooks my dinner and washes my socks? Cute as a bug and strong as an ox, special and sweet. She's my Valentine, that furry blue mommy. Oh, I love you, mommy, that furry blue mommy of mine. I love you, mommy.
Hey, Fozzie, did your mom enjoy the show?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even had time to ask her.
Oh, listen, Fozzie, why don't you ask her?
Okay. Hey, Mom, how'd you like the show? Mom, how could you?